Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blaze Your Own Trail podcast. My name is Jordan Mendoza. I'm your host, and I'm so excited for our guest today, M. Ryerson. He is now officially on the show for the second time. So it was so cool to have you on back in 22, and the insights that you shared were so valuable that I was like, you know what? I need to bring him back onto the show. So excited to have you on, brother.
Man, good to be back with you. And as we talked off air, congrats to your Ducks. I know you and your boy get to go enjoy that game. So great to see you and congrats to your squad, man.
Yes, yes. So the book has been a tremendous success. I know it's helped a lot of people go and win, you know, and I know that's really the subject of the content. And since the last time we talked, you've been helping a lot of clients elevate their game in so many different areas. And what I wanted to do, just because, you know, folks can go back, they can listen to the first episode, they can really learn about your story, they can learn about your journey. But you're back on because you have an expertise, and I know that what you help with is going to help our audience tremendously. So I'd love for you just to really dive in. Let's talk about how you're helping people grow and then what it actually looks like. And even if you have some case studies of folks that have had some success through your program, I'd love for you to share that as well.
Yeah, man, it's crazy to think that back in 22, so literally almost 4 years have passed, and what's happened. Gosh, so Let's Go Win is, it's gone through several iterations where I was doing a lot of one-on-one coaching during that time when we first met. And really, as I was telling you off air, I'm only bringing on one more client. So I've taken, these 6 total clients, and they're higher end clients. And when I say higher end, where I'm really a part of, whether it's a fractional role or I have equity and some, I end up being a part investor owner. So each deal is slightly different, but really what I do, Jordan, is I help clients double their revenue. I mean, that's at the end of the day, why do people hire me? They want to make more money. And for whatever reason, God, whatever, he just gave me this gift of when I see a business, I'm able to simplify it and really help them take it to the next level from a revenue standpoint. So that's really my focus in 26, is bringing on one more client that I can pour into, really the executive team, sometimes the sales teams, an entrepreneur, somebody that has something that they're like, it's good, but it could be great. And so I actually, just prior to us hopping on, I just finished with my client is a hard money lender, and he does this awesome loans. And I don't know anything about hard money lending, but what I do know is how to set up the company to scale and to really help the sales guys take their stuff to the next level. So I guess that's a case study. That's kind of what, one of the groups that I work with. And outside of that, just continue to do the podcast, continue to, help people with a lot of the free information that we put out on Let's Go Win. But gosh, brother, just you stopped me for a second thinking back, what's been going on in the last 4 years? It's been a crazy fun journey, man. And we've done a lot of content, helped a lot of people, and had a hell of a lot of fun doing it.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. And you can't go win if you're not constantly shifting and pivoting and changing and testing, different things out in the marketplace. And so what I would love to hear is, over the 4 years, AI has really taken a hold of the marketplace. I mean, you can turn around in a 360-degree turn, and there's 3 more platforms that just came online. So how has AI impacted your business over these last 4 years? What tools would you actually share with our listeners that are helping your clients that you recommend? And then where do you think it's headed over the next decade?
Wow. Well, the next decade, our world's going to completely shift. And I think that's a scary proposition for some, and for others, they're like, cool. Like, yeah, man, I'm going to adapt and change, as you said, and I'm going to win with AI. I was printing out my own business goals and personal goals. And it was interesting because last year, I don't think I was using chat the way I am today. As an example, I don't write emails anymore. I literally dictate into the microphone what I want to say. It spits something out, then I correct the majority of it, and I send off an email or even a text. And so it is my words, but it's become so good at knowing exactly who I am I'll say, hey, this is what I'm looking to write, blah, 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 and it does it. And so that's one example. There's another company called Cintra that we've been playing around with a lot that creates a lot of the people that are the agents, I guess is a better way of saying it. And they are great at whether it's copywriting or they're great at, you know, sales proposals, or they're great at so many different things. And it's just wild to me over the last year to see, all right, they came out with the MVP, the minimal viable product, and you started using it. And now it's still not anywhere what it will be in 6 months, but it's really shifted the way we do business altogether. So yeah, man, we were talking about the Wild West when it comes to college football. It's kind of still the same way with AI right now. It's everybody's got their hand in it. Everybody's doing something, and not all the tools are where they need to be yet, but you can see where they're starting to get to. And I think it's interesting. It's almost conditioning us to utilize it seamlessly. And so what I love about it, the long-winded story is, it allows me to spend more time connecting like we're doing right now and less time doing the remedial or the elementary stuff that, you know, to connect with people. So there's a lot of beauty. There's a lot of unknowns. But yeah, I'm seeing most of my clients are using it, at least ChatGPT or Claude or one of those. They're using that on a daily basis. And I think a year from now, it's going to be tenfold what we see today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, no, it's one of those things that it's not going anywhere. It's only going to continue to get integrated within everything that you do. You're already seeing it on every search that you do on Google. There's now an AI overview. You're seeing it on all the social media tools. You're seeing it within the video platforms like this one, like Riverside. You're seeing it on Zoom, right? So you're already seeing it get integrated everywhere. So it's only going to continue to become more important to know about. So I love the fact that you're not only testing it for yourself and seeing the positive impact that could have on your time, which is the most valuable commodity we have. We don't, without, you know, time is something that we don't know when it's going to end, right? So if we can leverage tools that can give us time back and we can focus on the important things, like you said, connecting with real humans, conversations, podcasts, being in places, because this tool saved you that much time, then yeah, we should be all about it. I leverage it for videos. I've leveraged it for content. I leverage it. We leverage it in an AI podcast platform that I've been a part of for about 6 months and helping shows grow. So yeah, it's once you figure out the basics, like you said, it just opens up a whole new world.
Yeah, no, it's kind of wild how quickly it came and now how I think it's kind of an everyday part of life. You know, like you said, it's everywhere. It's wild to see where it's going to get to.
Yep. So let's talk a little bit about the book for those folks that maybe are, you know, learning about you the first time and they want to maybe grab a copy of this book. Who's the ideal reader for Let's Go In?
You know, it's a great question. What I would say is if you're looking to get better, it's the same idea as the clients that I work with. If you have a growth mindset, we are going to get along tremendously. If you don't, yeah, we're just not going to jive with one another. So I think because I wrote the book originally for my kids, my wife and I have two sons, 19 and 16-year-old, and I wrote it because I wanted them to live their best lives. That's literally why I wrote the first book, Let's Go Win, Keys to Living Your Best Life. And so if you're sitting there right now and you're like, God, I want it to be a little bit more. I want to be more fulfilled. I want to live the very best life. Pick this up. It's like such an easy read. It'll take you, I don't know, 2.5 hours maybe to read through the entire thing. It's not a long read. And you're going to get cool takeaways from each chapter. There's 12 chapters. So my hope and idea was that you're going to have 3 major takeaways from each one. Starting with vulnerability, right? That big word of vulnerability. I started with that. And then at the end, transcendence. And so you know what I love, Jordan, is that I still have people today that are like, dude, that book changed my life. And I'm like, okay, that's a big statement. I don't think it's probably that profound, but awesome. If that truly helped you that much, that's the best compliment I can receive, that this book somehow help them see something differently, help them step out of their own, you know, trials or tribulations, help them really step into their light. So yeah, if you have a growth mindset and you want to live your best life, it's a pretty cool read.
Love it. Yeah, we're going to make sure we link that in the show notes for everybody so they can go and grab a copy. Is it available digitally? Do you have an audiobook? How many formats is it in?
Yeah, everything you can imagine. The first one, I did the audio, I did the digital. You know, you can pick up the physical if you're still a physical copy person. Amazon, all three of the books are on there. So, but yeah, man, I'd love for people to check it out. And I'd love feedback. I still, you know, I'd love to know where I missed the boat, where, you know, when you write a book, it's funny. In the moment, you're like, oh, I nailed it. And then a couple of years later, like, man, I missed this. So I'd love to hear what you guys think I nailed and maybe what I could have done a better job with.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I love that. So as you were talking earlier and, you know, you were saying, hey, you know, these are my goal is to help people grow. It's to help people get better. You know, if you could pick maybe the top three areas that your clients that you've seen over the last 4 years that they're growing in the most, what areas would those be?
Yeah, so relationships is a big one, which, by the way, was never my intention. Every single client that I work with, their marriage improves or they find the love of their life. And it's been literally, it's every single time, which is really, really interesting. I think why it happens is because we're so focused on them taking care of themselves, them showing up as the best version, then it allows for their relationships to really become whole because now they're showing up as their most authentic self. The second way would be the health. So much of what I talk about is doing, you know, their daily routines in the morning and in the evening. Like my first client that I helped, they lost over 80 pounds in 6 months. And it's not, I'm not a dietitian, I'm not a nutritionist, I'm not a trainer. It's just, these are some habits. And then obviously, lastly, I would say professionally, again, most people hire me to help them make more money, which is awesome because money allows them to focus on the relationships, to focus on their health. You know, it kind of frees up a lot of that. But I would say if those are kind of the three main areas is relationships, health, and then, you know, professionally and financially.
Yeah. So if you're listening to the sound of our voices and you need help in those areas, you know, make sure at the end that you don't walk, but you run to the show notes. You know, we have a lot of folks that are going to hear this. And I know you've only got, I think, a spot for one more client in 25. Now, the question I had was, well, man, it's January or is the time we're recording this. And that's a great problem to have, obviously, for you. But what about the listeners that go, wait, bro, like you're going to share all this great information. And then you're going to say, but I only have a spot for one more. Like, is this a gimmick or is this literally it? A, B, how do they get on like a wait list? You have to at least have some type of wait list or system because it's so early in the year and there's going to be people that say, man, I need this. Like these, if I could improve my relationships, I'm in. If I can improve my health, I'm in. If I could improve my revenue, double my revenue, like you said in the beginning, then I'm in. So what about those folks? How can they still eventually have the opportunity to work with you?
Yeah, that's why you're a good host, man. It's a great question. So I look at it at two ways to really, there's active, which I'm only looking for one more client, actively working my time, my energy spent with this other company or entrepreneur. It's going to fall into one of those categories. It's usually a company that's going to, and so that'll be my last client. From the passive side of things, I talk about creating a community that is going to get this outreach. So many of the products that I've created that I really think can help people. How do I deliver that in the best possible way? And I actually just brought on a new marketing director, Sergio, shout out to that guy. He is taking so many of the things that were created and how do we deliver it best? Is it a community and a mastermind? It might be. Is it an app? So I literally have that conversation later this week that we're trying to figure out how do we reach the masses, if you will, so that you can impact them as much as humanly possible, because that's ultimately my goal is let's go win as a philosophy. It's not mine. It's literally just, it's something that I think the world needs to share in. And so, yeah, it's Jordan, it's a great question. It's something that I spend a lot of time thinking about. How do you deliver the most about these philosophies so that people can use it and get the most impact. And so that'll be coming out latter part of the first quarter. And I'm just not sure where, but if you go to letsgowin.com, you'll see we'll be constantly telling people, like, you know, here's the free assets, here's all the free stuff. And then maybe there's the community or the app. But yeah, I've been working on that pretty hard, and I have a great team that's putting it together.
My advice is just build a pop-up whenever someone goes to the site, and it's a coming soon community, you know, and sign up for the wait list here, right? And then, you know, because there's going to be a lot of people that hear this, and I know you do a lot of podcasts, you speak on stages, you're a very busy guy, so you might as well at least start having a place for those folks to go and, you know, get in contact with you. So that's awesome though, because yeah, that is going to be an extension. And the way I look at it in my business and the way that I coach my clients is, you know, you've got to have your one-on-one offers, you got to have your group offers, you got to have your free resources like a newsletter, you got to have a way to give yourself authority like a podcast, and then you've got to speak on stage. So there's kind of this approach of, these are the things that you need to build. Obviously, no one starts out with all of them at once, but over time, we can kind of look at all the different things that we do well, and we can start to segment them into all these different buckets. And so I've been running, you know, group coaching for almost 3 years. That community continues to grow. My newsletters, you know, 18,000 people subscribe to that, right? So, but they only build if you build them. You got to build them, and then you got to start promoting them. And so that's why I just was thinking, if you guys create this, have a pop-up for all the traffic that's coming and just say, hey, this is on the way at the end of the quarter and coming soon, something like that.
That's a great, it's why I love doing this. It's a great idea. And I will tell you, it's taking that all and creating that, that's where I kind of get lost in the shuffle. It's like, I'll just create some content, but having somebody really like Sergio, or like, you know, you have this, the funnel and all that, where it's like, no, here's how you get it out there. That's always been a challenge for me, I gotta say, brother. Like, I can go on, I can do, like you said, speak on stage, or I'm going to speak in Cleveland later this week, and I'll be on stage a couple different times. That doesn't even faze me. But when it comes to creating, like you just said, a pop-up or doing this, that just went so far over my head. And I'm like, dude, what a great idea. So thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I've got some buddies. And where are you speaking in Cleveland? I was just there in the summertime at an event at the Cleveland Museum of Natural History. They just did like a big $150 million renovation there.
I think this one is at the Marriott. It's not a very big group. It's with a group called Ortho Brand. They do some cool work in the dental world, and I'm working with their sales team. But yeah, last time I was out there, gosh, when was that? It was in the summertime, July or August. We went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is kind of cool.
Very cool. Yeah. If you need a contact for apps too, after we're done with this chat, I'll give you a contact. A guy actually was in Cleveland. Now he's in San Diego, but they do like full on app development, UI, UX, and they're really, really good. So give you a connection there.
Amazing. Thank you.
Well, so that's awesome. So folks, get ready, buckle up. The community is coming. There's going to be other ways to get access to JM. Cause that's what in my head, I was like, well, how do they get access? Like if you're no longer working, like we got to have other ways for people to be able to consume what we're doing, you know? And so we've got to package it in multiple ways, which it sounds like you guys are already have thought about that. It's on the vision board. It's on the goal sheet, which is great. And now it's about building it, picking the platform, and then executing it, putting it out into the marketing that you're.
Man, that word execution, I will tell you, the biggest challenge I've had with marketing firms is that word execution. So brother, you know what? We're going to talk more off air, because look, I have a great team, but it doesn't mean that we have it all drawn out. So I just appreciate it's cool to hear just the way you break it down. I'm like, yeah, that makes so much sense. But trying to put it all together, the pieces for me, man, good luck.
Yep. Well, I do that. That's kind of one of my gifts, is I make the complicated seem simple. I can take something that may seem like, holy cow, this is like Japanese to me, and I'll just, here's how we do it. And, you know, we figure it out pretty quickly. So no, I love that. And what I wanted to give the audience, you have a podcast as well. I know I'm the knucklehead that has not filled out the form to be a guest yet. So I'm working on that on the back end with the holidays. And you've got two kids, but I've got you by four. I've got six. So the holidays for us are triply crazy than most households with a family of eight. So that's my excuse and I'm sticking to it. So let's talk about the podcast for folks that say, hey, you know what? If it's similar to this kind of conversation that I'm in, but let's give them the preface of what they're going to get into, the types of guests that you're bringing on the show.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, you stopped me in my tracks. Six. That is a lot. That is a sprinter van full of kids and wow, you're very blessed and busy. Yeah, man, the Let's Go Win podcast, it is all about, again, inspiring people to live their best lives. And we have cool guests on. You know, we've had athletes, ex-athletes. We've had all kinds of entrepreneurs and executives. But the whole idea is I want them to tell their story, the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? Because I don't want to share just all the great stuff that's happened. I want to talk about some of the crappy things that they've gone through too, so everyone can relate and say, man, I've been there. And so I've had some cool guests. Like I said, I had a guy on at the, you know, that was talking about how not to get cancer. And there's like this very natural way of doing this. And I thought it was a really cool episode that definitely got flagged by YouTube. So I had to take that one down off YouTube, but it's still on the podcast platform. But the whole idea is I want to share stories. I want to share, you know, we have a cool, complicated, interesting world with people that are doing cool stuff. I want my audience to be able to share in that and say, like, God, I listened to Let's Go Win and I got better. My life got better. You know, I learned something that I can apply, whether it's in my health, my finances, my relationships, you know, whatever it might be. And so that's always been the aim of the show. And I got to tell you, man, it's as you probably have felt, Jordan, this is my favorite platform, man. You get to connect with people like yourself and learn cool things that people are doing. And a big part of my network is now the podcast guests that I've had on and people that listen to the show. So thank you for bringing it up. And guys, yeah, check out the Let's Go Win podcast and hopefully Jordan will fill out the form and we'll get them on because it'd be great.
Yeah, and I'll get that filled out here this week. And I want you to just be vulnerable and upfront and just talk about this journey, you know, because I know my experience in starting my show, as we talked off air 6 years ago, January 1st, and what it's looked like and the no one listening to people starting to hear about it and having to go find every guest and then versus now where guests come to me out of the woodworks and I've got revenue stream, you know. And so just kind of talk about your own experience with your show. And then if you have some goals, maybe it's like, hey, I want to add more revenue streams to the show because the content's that good in 26, or like, what are some things that you hope to get out of your show? I'd love just to hear that as well.
Yeah. Again, I when I started the program, I started it just based on, I wanted to help people get better. Right. And I wanted to share, and there was no thought of revenue streams or any of that. And that's literally how I ran the show for 5 years, man. I mean, I started in 2020 and it's 2026. I didn't start thinking about creating revenue from the show until people started approaching me about sponsorships and, you know, have you done? And I'm like, I haven't even thought about that. So now we're starting to look at doing that. I'm still trying to figure out how I want to do it because I want it still to be that authentic show. And sponsors are awesome, but I want it to be the right sponsor, right? I want to make sure that it does bring value. So yeah, man, we are starting to do that with vetting out sponsors. I have some of my business deals that I have. I was like, why don't I talk about them? I'm being so selfish by not sharing. My accountant is like the world's greatest accountant. Everybody needs to know about, you know, Scott CPA and how awesome they are. Or, you know, some of the financial people that I know, Capstone. And so I'm just now, I guess it's not being a hobby to now it's going to be a business. And I never thought of it that way until people started coming to me. And I will say, Jordan, the reason I kept doing it is because of the people I met. And I often would say, I don't really monetize doing this traditionally, but so many of my business deals have come from, you know, guests that I've had on or, you know, I've been a guest on their show. So I guess that's why I kept doing it. And now I realize, well, you may as well create more, you know, revenue, because now you can give more to the world. And so that's really what the purpose and hope is in 2026, is to traditionally monetize it through some of the sponsorships and just to increase the reach. Because like you said, you guys have a tremendous amount of downloads, which means you put out a great product. And the more that you do that, the more you can help people. So probably follow a little bit in your model that it's, you know, it's time to really monetize it and really create some business from it.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah. And listen, before, I would say probably about a year ago, right around a year ago, is when I really started adding additional revenue streams for the show, because I was very similar to you. I would interview a guest and they'd be like, man, I need what you teach. I need that in my company. Can you help us? And I'd be like, yeah, that's great. Or I'd be a guest on their show. And then they'd say, man, I need to hire you for a couple of these things. So that's kind of how I've always done it. And then I actually joined a network, and they were, it's where I first learned about programmatic ads. And that's where, you know, they have relationships with advertisers, and there'll be either a pre-roll, a mid-roll, or a post-roll that gets ran, and it's contextual to your listeners. So it's made sure that it makes sense. And then you get a rev share off of what they're paid. So it's kind of a, you know, it's a 75-25 split. And so that was really the first time I did something more traditional. And then, you know, I've got sponsors now as well. And then I've also been doing host reads, and that's where you'll actually read an ad for a company, and then they pay you per amount of runs that does on your show. So there's so many different ways. And again, this was all foreign to me a year ago. And now a year later, you know, I've added four of them to the podcast, right? And so, like you said, it's about, you know, the podcast has always been an asset, but I didn't know what I didn't know, you know? And once you get the context, you're like, oh, wow, this makes a lot of sense, you know, because the media industry, it is unfortunately about the metrics when it comes to media, because they need to see if I'm going to pay you X dollars, I need to know that you're going to get in front of enough people that some of those people will go do the thing that we're talking about. You know, they really need to see that there's going to be potential conversion. But so what's exciting about that is over the last 6 months, I've helped over 200 plus shows, A, increase their reach, so visibility, audience curation, so finding the right audiences, but most importantly, adding a revenue stream that wasn't there before, you know, where, you know, even if they had listeners, they could have had 10,000 listeners a month and it was producing zero, right? And zero times zero is zero. And so most people that I'm able to help, they go, hey, 25% of something is better than, you know, 25% of nothing. And so it's a place to start, right? Getting something in. And also it helps with confidence, right? Because as you see that now this thing that you're passionate about, now there's actually, it ties to something that can be resourced back into the business, and you can add cool lights like you've done in your background, right? You can start building a studio out. You know, there's so many things you can do. And that's what I encourage all my clients that I coach. It's like, hey, put that money right back into your show, you know, and this show eventually could be bought down the road. I mean, you look at a guy like Pat McAfee, who is a former NFL punter, signed a $140 million deal with FanDuel. I mean, right? And do you think that he knew everything about broadcasting or podcasting? He didn't, but he decided to put the product out. And so what's it worth? Well, it's worth whatever you're willing to put into it, and finding one good deal, one partner, one company that believes in you, and it can really change. It can change the game.
Yeah, no, dude, I wrote down a couple things that you just said, because again, man, I don't know what I don't know either. Right. It's not my core business. My core business is helping people and, you know, build their business. And, but yeah, that's awesome that you figured that out. And again, as you said, you get to pour more into other people, which is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I think that's what has made you continue to go, is you get to see people elevate, right? You see the shift in their marriages, right? You see the shift in their attitude and their demeanor changes, right? And when that happens, that refills you every time, right? And so it keeps you continuing to want to go. And so anytime that we can help amplify that message, you know, the Let's Go In message, or hey, you can blaze your own trail, or, you know, my book that came out in July, The Life-Changing Power of Adversity. Hey, there's power in adversity. You just have to dive through it and extract it out, extract out the lessons that you learn, and then it can be life-changing, you know? And so these topics, we should all, and this is for not just for you, Jay, and this is for every listener that's going to hear the sound of this message. If you're passionate about something and if the thing that you're doing is going to help other people, you should can always try to find ways to amplify the message, whether that's through a podcast like this, whether it's through a newsletter or a blog, or you shooting a 5 to 30 second video and putting it online, you know, because if you have something that can help people, you're doing the world a disservice by keeping it to yourself. And so podcasting is one of the best vehicles because it's really accessible for anybody. You know, it could be found on the internet. They go search it. They can play it from their phone or their computer or their tablet. They could listen to it on Amazon. I mean, there's so many different places and it's so discoverable. And the thing too, to keep in mind, and I'm sure JM's caught onto this, every time you publish content for your podcast, that starts to rank in Google. And so if you were to go type in like Blaze Your Own Trail podcast, I have all the real estate, which ties back to my personal brand, which has helped me grow brands, hundreds of thousands of followers across all the platforms. But that happens when you show up and when you're consistent putting out content. I would imagine, JM, if we were to put Let's Go Win on Google, guarantee your podcast is probably those first 4 or 5 pages of content.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's actually, we had some family in from Thailand and they're like, you know, my wife handed them a book and the two younger girls, they said, well, if we look up his name, will he show up? And of course, you know, J.M. Ryerson, Let's Go Win podcast showed up and they're like, oh, he's famous. I said, no, I'm not famous. But to your point, it immediately popped up and that was really cool for them to see. You know, it's just, what a blessing that we have this amazing forum to be able to share these ideas with the world and help people, man. It's just, it's so cool.
That's it. That's exactly it. So what I'd love to find out as we close here is talk about your dream client. So if like, let's talk about this person. So what is this person, where is this person currently at, you know, in their career? What are they making right now, revenue wise? Like what do they like to do and what are they missing?
Yeah. The easiest one is what are they missing? Fulfillment. It's one of the biggest things. I just brought up, you know, one of my previous clients that he is crushing it. I think he's making probably $1.5 million, almost $2 million a year. But from a fulfillment side of things, not quite as fulfilled on when it came to, you know, personally and relationships. And so that's the easy one to answer is what are they missing? And it's typically enjoy, fulfillment, really being able to fill their buckets. The growth minded part is the part that everybody's like, well, everybody has a growth mindset. Not really. You know, the clients I work with, they want to get better. They are actively seeking to get better. And that's who I'm looking for. And the challenge is I'm very industry agnostic. I mean, I have a financial service company. I have, like I said, hard money lending company, you know, a staffing company, dental company. It's like, so they're all over the place. But the one common thing that they all have is that growth mindset. And if they have that, we can do some cool stuff. I think one of the other questions you asked, what are they making per year? I would say on average, you know, they're making $500,000 and more personally. So their company, my sweet spot has really been in that 1 to 10 million range. Do I have some that are bigger? Yes, but really that 1 to 10 million range and they want to go to that next level. That's where I feel like I can affect the most amount of change. There's not too many too much red tape or bureaucracy getting in the way of us accomplishing what we're looking to accomplish. So if you're listening right now and you're like, I have a growth mindset. I'm making a couple $100,000 a year and I want to get, you know, I absolutely am not as fulfilled. Give me a call. And here's what I will tell you, whether I'm the right fit or not, I promise you, I know somebody that is, and I'm constantly looking to connect because I want everyone to succeed. Look at the name of my company, Let's Go Win. It's not jmryerson.com. It's literally Let's Go Win. And that was very strategic many years ago. It's not about me. It's about this idea of Let's Go Win. So Jordan, if anybody's listening and they can reach me directly at jm@letsgowin.com or DM me anywhere, and I'm happy to have a conversation.
Love it. Love it. Love how you're helping people. I love how you really are focusing on people that want to grow, you know, because when we want it, that's kind of the first step. But getting there, the roadmap to getting to success is always way crazier than if we had somebody that can collapse the timeline for us, you know, and that's what I love doing with clients too. It's like, hey, you could figure this out on your own. It might take you a couple of years, but in 6 weeks to 6 months, the 12 months, if you had the right partner, then A, you're going to be less frustrated. B, it's going to happen a lot quicker. And C, you're going to be happy with the outcome. So if you folks want to go and win big in your business, make sure you guys reach out to JM. We're going to link all of his info, his email, his website, the podcast, the book. We're going to put all of that in the show notes. So as you know, this show is all about blazing trails. If you missed JM's first episode, make sure you go to our website, byotpod.com, because that's where you're going to hear about his story, his journey, the good, the bad, the ugly. Today's a little different because he's a featured guest for the second time. And so really, I just wanted to talk about all the awesome things that he's helping with, because I know that our listeners have a growth mindset. If you're a trailblazer, if you want to blaze a trail, the only way you blaze trails is with a growth mindset. You're not going to do it passively. You're not going to do it. You have to step outside of your comfort zone. You're going to get burnt on the trail, but at the end of the day, it's worth it. So any final parting words from you, JM?
You know, I just hope everybody is able to really just show up as themselves fully, honestly, openly. It's my one hope. You know, I see so many people that they're not being their authentic selves, and they're not able to truly be fulfilled. And that's I don't want that for anybody. I truly, as you said earlier, we don't know how long we have, you know, we don't know how long we're on this earth. May as well love every second that you're here. So that's what I'm hoping for everyone is, if you're feeling like you're not being your authentic self, figure out how to be. And if not, reach out, man. Like that's truly something that you mentioned your book, which, by the way, congrats, you know, adversity shows you things, and losing my dad the way I did, that showed me I need to make sure that I love every single day to the most. And so, yeah, that was a great case of adversity that I wouldn't wish on anyone, and yet huge lesson that I learned from it. So. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much again, JM. I know the audience is going to get value out of the things that you're up to and all the resources that you have. And they're going to be looking for that wait list, brother. So get it ready. Buckle up. They're going to be looking to connect with you in more ways in 2026. So thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, brother.